This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5. With 10,000 more call-outs every year, WA needs 1,000 more police officers to meet the rising demand. Show your support at itstoughenough.com.au.
Kill fees.
Kill fees.
Heavens above, that sounds pretty drastic. Mm. But we've all seen the smiling, happy traveller posing for a selfie, you know, with their finger holding up the Leaning Tower of Pisa or something like that.
Oh.
Love it. I love those photos. They're hilarious, but be careful, for heavens above. You know, in the 3 years since 2014, 130 people around the world have died from taking a photo, from taking a selfie. What a silly waste of their lives. Half of those people, interestingly, were in India.
They have
the highest rate of what they call killfies, selfie-related deaths, in the world.
This is just people just getting, what, too close to the edge of a cliff face?
Well, they state 87% were water-related casualties. So I'm thinking a bit of a selfie by the Ganges.
And in they went.
Yeah.
Realise I can't swim and neither can my phone.
Mm.
We want to know on 1333 53, what's the biggest risk you've ever taken for a photo? When Liz and I did the drive from Queensland to WA across Nullarbor, you drive through the Bight, right?
Yes, and there is an
area there where you can get quite close.
I've been there.
Yeah.
It's quite amazing.
I don't know what it was. I think I was there. I was in the moment. And please, if you're listening to this and you go, don't ever do something so stupid. But I got, you know, I sort of jumped the barriers. It was just Liz and I that were there. Liz had turned her back. I got quite close to the edge. And then Liz saw me, how close, and started yelling, get back over here, get back. And you know, you get that weird feeling when you get close to an edge
You do. Like, you've got that funny, I want to jump off. Not I want to jump off, but you're drawn to it.
You're drawn
that
to
it. That is a natural thing, I think, isn't it? That we all sort of feel that. It's a weird one.
It's just a weird sort of,
weird,
like a, anyway.
Drawing.
And then, yeah, like Liz was like, no, get back over here. It's ridiculous.
Snapped but you out of
you
it.
You think back on it and you go, you know what? The warning signs are right. Like if it was the right moment
there for a reason.
And the rock slipped or a rock cracked or something.
It's windy there too.
Yeah.
Around the Bight,
absolutely.
By the way.
That could have been it. I could have been one of the casualties from a killfie.
Yes.
13,
and Liz would have had that ridiculously embarrassing story to tell about your demise.
Yeah, that's one way to put it, I guess. Embarrassing.
Don't do that to her.
No, I wouldn't do that to her. 1333 53. What's the biggest risk you've taken for a photo? Michael in Merriwa, what's the biggest risk you've taken for a photo?
My wife and I were on a holiday in South Africa and decided we'd go on a safari tour.
Yeah.
And we were driving through the national park there in an open-top Land Cruiser and seeing, you know, all the various different animals. And we saw a pride of lions laying right next to the road. And I managed to convince the driver to pull up right next to the pride of lions, right next to the road, and obviously, you know, the Land Cruisers are, you know, sort of terraced, so you sit up a little bit higher.
Yeah.
So we moved down to the front, where it was a little bit lower, and my wife and I are trying to, you know, lean forward to the edge of the Land Cruiser and take photos with our head right next to the lion, sort of thing.
Yes, yes.
And as soon as they started moving, we're like, okay, we can go now.
We got it.
Yeah. We've got it. Move. So, yeah, it was pretty good. It's very exciting and, you know, a lot of adrenaline pumping through your body when all of a sudden you've got movement because they're very docile, just laying next to their own.
Oh, well, they look like big putty cats, don't they, until they move.
Tim and Armadale, one more here. Please tell. Seriously, this story. I can't wait to hear this, Tim.
Take us through
sorry,
it.
Colin. It's Kim. I grew up in far north, Queensland.
Yeah.
And as a young guy, we used to, a mate and I, we'd go skiing out the front, and this is right up sort of far north Queensland, so there's a few crocs up there.
Yes.
So we'd go out the front, and if it was a bit rough out the front, then we'd go skiing down the estuaries. And this one day, I'm flying down the estuary, and my mate sort of does a photo thing to me, telling me he's going to take a photo, and then points to the bank, and there's a crocodile on the bank, and I'm like, oh, rightio, so we'll make it a good photo.
Mm-hmm.
So I've come over and, yeah, done a big spray over the crocodile and he's managed to snap the photo off.
Oh, God. Do not try this at home. They breed them a little different in far north Queensland.
Hey, it's Fringe time at the moment, just in case you haven't heard on this show yet. And at Rosie O'Grady's from the 7th of Feb right through till the 10th of Feb, you can catch this great man who you would have heard on this show a couple of times and throughout the years on Mix 94.5 with his brand new show, Merry Christmas, Isis.
Do not be fooled by the youthful appearance that belies a Luke Ryan. You are a veritable veteran.
I thought you were going to say, he's really old.
No, you are a veteran of the festival now.
I guess I am, aren't I?
Been coming year after year after year.
Getting flashbacks like Nam.
I hope not.
No. But I have been coming for a bit, isn't it? It's weird how time passes.
Now you need to have a look at the video online to see the card, Merry Christmas, Isis. It's, I don't even know what to say about the picture of you there. It's like the Blind Faith album cover from many years ago.
It's very strange.
But a bit different. It tells me nothing about the show. Does it tell you anything about the show? What's the show about?
I'm so bad at anything to do with promoting myself. Okay, so the truth is what happened is that picture, I was at my uncle's house last Christmas and I found all these bits of stuff laying around, like a funny hat and a plane, and my girlfriend was like, take a picture, that's funny. And then, like, you often have to come up with show titles way ahead of a festival. So me and a mate looked at that picture and were like, that's the worst picture. What's the worst title you could have with that picture? And then he went, you should register that. And I went, yeah, I'm gonna. And then I'm doing it. And so that's like the sequence of events. But also there was some logic in, like, there's tons of shows on at the Fridge. And I'm like, at the Fridge? Sure, at the Fridge. Welcome to Fridge World.
Yes.
Chill out at Fridge World. Someone can use that.
That's where Lisa just bought her Samsung, actually. Is it a Samsung or a Fisher & Paykel? What is it?
Westinghouse.
Well, Westinghouse. Well, Paul, something. She came in earlier today.
Thank you, Fridge World.
Got my fridge today.
They're actually sponsoring me.
It's the glamorous life.
I love fridges. Got to do a shout out. Fisher & Paykel, Kelvinator. Can't think of any other brands. Anyway, so it's a great show. And
she could have registered it while you were on there with Mary Mrs. Lazarus.
Fridge World would have been a great title, wouldn't it? Fridge World at Fringe World. Oh, well. Yeah, well, I was just like, that's like a quite inflammatory thing to say. And so maybe that'll, because there's so many shows on and you're like, what's my point of difference? And
I'm like, it's like putting a label on wine, isn't it? It's got to jump out at you and just get you in amongst all the other stuff.
Yeah.
So good one.
Thanks so much.
So do we know what it's about yet or what?
Yes, we do. The good news is I've done it in Sydney a bunch of times.
How'd
last
it go?
Year. Very well, surprisingly. Oh. And not because.
Like a politician, he's skirting this question.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah. No, it did. It did go really well. And I was surprised because I always am. Like, I have the utmost commitment to what I do, but little faith. And that helps me with
comedian.
Comedy. Yeah, that's
proper,
what you do.
Proper comedian.
Yeah, you ride the highs and lows like a crazy person.
But you're scared of them all.
Yeah, petrified into every single night. Every minute before you go on, you're like, why do I think I can? Come on, this is silly. But yeah, the show went really well. And so it's vaguely about those subjects and also about a lot of other things.
Okay, so Merry Christmas, Isis by Luke Joseph Ryan.
But it is good. It's good, guys. And I just want to make sure that's nice and clear just because I have little faith in the picture. And I made these nice cards, though. Isn't
that
nice?
They are beautiful.
Folded them myself. Yep. Very lovely.
Yes.
How good's that?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, just go
it
in.
It is what it is, and that's what Fringe is about.
If you're going to wade into a pile of poop, you might as well put your goggles on, right? And go for a swim. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Come out covered in it. That's what I've always said.
And on that note.
Hey, if you want to go swimming in poo, bring your goggles along to Rosie O'Grady's upstairs, 7th till the 10th of Feb.
I'm going to get all my flyers to say that, by the way, to people on the street. Guys, you want to go swimming in poo tonight? People just run away.
And look, enjoy yourself. It's going to be great. You're first. Thanks, mate.
Thanks for having me again. It's always lovely to come in.
Thank you. Never has this all felt so irrelevant.
The Shore Report.
Oh, Carl's. Kylie Minogue is back on the market, people. Kylie's reportedly called off her engagement to fiancé Joshua Sass. 48-year-old Minogue met 29-year-old Sass. Look, I don't want to say anything, but maybe you want to get someone your own age. 2 years ago, when she was making a guest appearance on his TV series Gallivant. Well, Gallivant, indeed he did, apparently. They announced their engagement exactly 1 year ago, but according to reports, it's all off because Kyle suspects Sass has been cheating on her with an unnamed actress. Shame on you, Joshua.
Shame.
That's our Kylie. President Donald Trump attended America's annual national prayer breakfast today. Oh, yes, separation of church and state. What? Bizarrely asking the gathered crowd to pray for Arnold Schwarzenegger. Trump used his speech to take jabs at the new-look Celebrity Apprentice.
We had tremendous success on The Apprentice, and when I ran for president, I had to leave the show. That's when I knew for sure I was doing it. And they hired a big, big movie star, Arnold Schwarzenegger, to take my place. And we know how that turned out. The ratings went right down the tubes. It's been a total disaster. And Mark will never, ever bet against Trump again. And I want to just pray for Arnold, if we can, for those ratings. Okay.
Far out. The Mark he's referring to, of course, is reality TV mega producer Mark Burnett. But, you know, Arnold is one of his Republican backers, or at least a fellow Republican. It's a weird world.
Oh, man.
TMZ is reporting that Selena Gomez and The Weeknd are going to attend the Grammys together. I think I speak for all of us when I say thank you, TMZ, for such a powerful act of journalism.
Amen.
Hillary Clinton is writing a book that's going to reflect on her 2016 election loss. The other day I heard she wanted to be a talk show host. Now she's writing a book. She is so brave, though, to write a book about such a painful loss. $1 million advance will do that for you. And Matthew McConaughey.
All right, all right, all right.
Yeah, on the BBC today that celebrities who oppose Donald Trump need to shake hands and just give him a chance to do his job. Well, agree or disagree, it is refreshing to see Matthew talking to someone beside himself in a Buick.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Meth-related crimes are up 38%. Don't let it get worse. Tell your local candidate WA needs 1,000 more police officers at itstoughenough.com.au.